Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall here on 100.9 WIFM, and we have the pleasure of welcoming to our program this morning a brand new guest. We have not spoken with her before, but we're excited about doing it today. Alicia Ross, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I hope you're doing well today.
I am. Thank you. How about you?
I am doing great. Thank you. And let me introduce you to the folks here across the Yadkin Valley. You are the Juntos Coordinator for the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, now we've got that cleared up. Tell me a little bit about Alicia Ross.
Actually, I live in Iredell County. I live in Mooresville, but I go to Yadkin County every day. And my background is in social work, and I have extensive experience working with Hispanic families. I've worked in migrant education in Indiana and migrant Head Start in Texas, and I've lived several different places, mostly moved around because of my husband's job, and that has brought us here to North Carolina. And so we moved here in July, and I started doing this job in the beginning of March.
And where are you from originally, Alicia?
Originally, well, I was born in Texas, but I always say I'm from Indiana because I pretty much was raised there.
I won't tell anyone from Texas that you don't claim that as your home, because, you know, they get a little
right,
iffy about that.
I do love Texas. It's a special place, but, you know, you always feel a little bit more tied to the place where you grow up.
Absolutely. Alicia Ross, our guest, and let's talk now a little bit about what you're going to be doing with the Cooperative Extension Service. I mentioned that you're the Juntos Coordinator for the county. Tell me what that is and what the goal of the program is, please.
Okay, Juntos. Juntos is a word you might sound a little funny to everybody, but it's a Spanish word that means together. And our main goal is to work with middle and high school youth, primarily Latino youth, but we are open to other groups if they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
And our focus is to help Latino youth in middle and high school make the smooth transition from middle to high school. And then in high school, start thinking about college, start thinking about careers, what they want to do. And our goal is to kind of help them make those connections. So if they're interested in college, we, you know, let them know about the deadlines for applying for financial aid, about scholarships that are available, about what kind of courses you should take to prepare yourself for college. And then, you know, we do visits to colleges where, obviously, you know, I'm funded through NC State, and we make at least once a semester a trip to NC State so they get the experience of being on a campus. And I think that when you're there, it's easier to see yourself there if you've actually been there before. And we also involve the families because, you know, because Juntos is named together, the idea is to work with youth and families together. We offer workshops to parents in the fall that cover basic information about the importance of higher education. We talk about the cost of higher education and how it's not just expensive for Latino families, it's expensive for everybody. And we cover, you know, that there are ways to get scholarships and to get grants to help pay for college. So it is something that's attainable, even if that, you know, you get that sticker shock of looking at the price. That, those kinds of activities with our youth through 4-H clubs, through community service, and, you know, other events with NC State and community events. That's mostly what we do.
The language barrier, I guess, sometimes is quite an obstacle, isn't it? Or by that, by the point where you get them, is that pretty much passed? Or
it can be, especially for parents. A lot of the parents prefer Spanish, although, you know, many of them do speak English. And as far as the kids go, the linguistics abilities vary quite greatly. You know, we have some students who maybe just came here last month from Mexico, and we have other students who have gone to school their whole lives in Yadkin County.
Right.
So, you know, some of my kids prefer English over Spanish. Some of them prefer Spanish over English. So it really can vary greatly. And we base each meeting that we have, especially with the youth, I kind of let them decide what language we're going to have it in. And if we have some kids there who don't speak English, then we have it in Spanish. But, you know, if the group happens to be a group that's very comfortable in English, we have it in English. So I leave it up to them.
Our guest is Alicia Ross. She's the Juntos Coordinator with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about, well, about what the program is and some of the activities and the information that's offered. Do you work, is it primarily with groups, or do you work with individuals if some need a little more assistance than others? How's that work?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And most of the work that we do is in mentoring group, but, you know, we make an effort to get to know our students and to get to know the youth. And, you know, if there's particular students that need to talk with me on an individual basis, we do provide what we call success coaching, in which we talk about their goals and we talk about those steps to get to those goals. And, you know, I'm also just here to provide support. If a student just wants to talk about something that's going on at school, like, I hope that they feel comfortable coming to me and talking to me about those things. So we can definitely work with students on an individual basis, while our main focus is working with groups of students.
Are you actually in the schools? Do you go to the schools to do the programs?
I do. Right now we've been primarily based out of Yadkinville Elementary School, and that I think just happens to be due to circumstance. Like, that's where my office is.
Oh, okay.
But next year I envision growing the program and having, you know, a presence at Forbush Middle School and at Starmount Middle School. And also we would like to have a presence at the early college, kind of start having, you know, meetings there so that we can kind of meet students where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, because transportation is always a barrier, and we would like to take that barrier out of the equation if we can meet them closer to home, and possibly even, you know, right after school, or if there's time to do something during school so that we can kind of catch them when they're there.
Are the young ones that you deal with, do you find they're enthusiastic about furthering their education, or is it really too early to say if they're going to go forward with it, or is it just the people who want to move forward with it, or do you try to incorporate people to get them to want to be more involved in their education and in advancing it?
I think it's a combination of both. I think that, you know, the youth that we work with are just like other youth, and that, you know, some of them really don't know what they want to do. You know, shoot, it took me years to figure out what I wanted to do. So we all know that that can be a journey, and some people are born practically knowing what they want to do, and, you know, they just go about doing that their whole lives, and that's great, but not all of us were born knowing what we want to do. And so part of what we do is exploring that journey and thinking about, you know, what careers might you be interested in? What are you good at? What do you like doing? And then figuring out what kind of careers might let you do that. So we do some exploration to help them kind of figure out what they might want to do when they get older.
Alicia Ross, can the community become involved in the Juntos program?
Absolutely. One of the key parts of our program is to have mentors for the youth. For example, I have a youth right now who is really interested in becoming a veterinarian, and I would love to find a vet in the area that might be interested in mentoring her. You know, and our mentor requirements aren't, you know, crazy expensive. You don't have to spend, you know, hours and hours every week with your youth. What it would look like is, you know, once a week you kind of check in, and it can be via text or email or Skype or Snapchat or whatever it is that you all agree to use. And, you know, you just kind of check in, and then maybe once a month we would like to see a face-to-face contact. And that could be, you know, where you come to one of our meetings and see the youth there. Or, you know, if you are a vet and you're interested in having a mentee, you know, maybe your mentee could come and observe you once a month for an hour doing your job, so that, you know, she or he really gets some good experience and kind of learns what it's really like to be a veterinarian. So, you know, we have kids that are interested in all different kinds of careers, and I would really be interested in making connections between youth and people in the community who are actually working in those career paths, because I think that that's the best way for youth to be able to figure out if that's really something they want to do. To people who do it, find out what it's really like, and then to go from there and have someone in the community that can kind of support them in that process.
All kidding aside, does a mentor have to be vetted? I mean, do you go through a process to make sure that it's the right person?
Yes. Yes. There is a process. We have an application process that includes reference checks as well as a background check, just to make sure, because we do have youth, so we have to, you know, protect everyone that's involved. But there is a process in place that's basically it's the same process you would use the 4-H users.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. To volunteer with 4-H.
Folks can get in touch with you at the at your Yadkin office if they have more questions about it, or maybe want to be involved.
Absolutely, yeah. The best way to get in touch with me is my cell phone, which is 502-548-4429. Or I could give my email address. Would that work?
That would be great.
Okay, my email address is aeross2@ntsu.edu.
Terrific. Well, we're excited about having you in the community. It sounds like you're very enthusiastic about what you do, and obviously quite knowledgeable. And I think it's great that you're helping the youth, direct them on a path toward a better education and toward doing what they might love to do in the future. So More power to you. It's great. It's the Juntos program, and you're the coordinator for the Yadkin County and the Cooperative Extension Service. Alicia Ross, thank you for visiting with us today. I hope we have many more visits on down the line. Look forward to it.
I look forward to it, too. Thank you so much.
And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.